From the start of the Alaska-class ferry process, many people thought the two new vessels should have crew quarters. Without them, the ferries are limited to voyages of 12 hours or less. But to save construction costs, the state opted to go without crew quarters. Now state officials are rethinking that decision. Lucan told the Southeast Conference crowd that eliminating gaps and providing reliable service are top problems that need to be solved by the state ferry system.
By adding crew quarters, these ships, they become much more standardized with our current fleet, both the mainliners and our feeder ferries. And they add flexibility and redundancy to a system to provide greater reliability and close gaps in the schedule that cannot be closed, again, with the current fleet mix.
Alaska Marine Highway System Executive Director Shirley Markwert says the two Alaska-class ferries were designed a dozen or so years ago to run a specific short route from the end of the Juneau Access Road. But that road extension was put on hold.
So now we have two vessels coming into the system that will have to be tied up 7 months out of the year. We don't really think that's the best use of state funds to build these ferries.
One, though, already is built. So Markwert says the proposal calls for the completed Teslina to go into service as planned as a dayboat in Lynn Canal in May. The Hubbard is in production, though, and she says state officials hope to get authorization to change the contract. That authorization would have to come from the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee. Markwert says the funds already are in the ferry system budget for vessel maintenance and replacement. If the proposal is approved and everything moves forward, she says, Lynn Canal could have year-round service starting next year.
The end of next summer, early fall, when we would be losing the ACF ability to operate in Lynn Canal, now we don't have to stop.
And she says with crew quarters, the ferries would be able to serve elsewhere as needed. Adding quarters to the Teslina would happen later, Markwert says, and a funding source for that work has not been identified.
If it's state dollars, it could stay. It could be sole sourced and stay in Ketchikan in Vigor and have the same work done. They think it's going to take about 8 to 9 months.
If federal funding is required, she says it would have to go out for bid. Doug Ward is a spokesman for Vigor Alaska's Ketchikan shipyard. He says it is potentially good news for the Ketchikan shipyard, which announced big layoffs last month as work on the two ferries was winding down. But Ward was not celebrating quite yet.
Until we actually see a contract and see what the terms are, it is really hard to, respond to what that's going to do to layoffs.
Some veterans of the ferry system say the state's decision to scrap the dayboat concept always seemed inevitable. Jay Butler retired as chief engineer of the Kennecott in 2016. He recalled debates among officers and crew of the difficulty of running dayboats in Southeast because of the distance between ports.
So it makes sense. It's not going to be any cheaper now. It probably will be more expensive in the overall scheme of things than it would have been to design it as it was originally intended to be. And that was to replace the aging vessels and not be specifically just the dayboat.
Robert Venables is executive director of Southeast Conference, sits on the Alaska Marine Transportation Advisory Board, and is heading up Southeast Conference's effort to come up with a new management plan for the ferry system. Venables wanted more details before giving an opinion about the state's proposal to add quarters. But he says he can see the potential benefit of quarters on at least one of the two new Alaska-class ferries.
So that there is some flexibility and capacity to back up the fleet when it breaks down. Because right now we're in that just terrible spot of time where we have an aging fleet that is continuing to break down with longer delays, more costly repairs, and there's nothing to back them up.
Markwert says the proposed crew quarters would not affect passenger or vehicle capacity for the ferries. The quarters would go in an area that was off limits to passengers anyway. With help from Coast Alaska's Jacob Resnick, I'm Layla Carey, reporting in Ketchikan.